In the fight against obesity, public health officials, the government, and doctors are trying all kinds of things. In Philadelphia, they've added fresh food to corner stores. Chain restaurants now list calorie counts on their menu. The schools have banned soda in vending machines and nixed deep fryers in the cafeteria. There's even a program to make Chinese takeout healthier. Still, about 40% of Philadelphia kids are overweight or obese, and that number is even higher in certain neighborhoods. One of the newest ideas to get healthy in Philly tries to revive a fading tradition, the family dinner. Tanya English reports.
So welcome everyone to the tour. We want to introduce ourselves.
On a Saturday this summer, Casey Esposito from the Food Trust and Leanne Brown, who's a cookbook author, led a tour of the farmers market in Philadelphia's Clark Park.
If you've never had asparagus on the grill, you've never had asparagus.
Oh, yeah. The edges get all blackened.
It's like the char.
Crunchy.
Exactly. It gets a lovely smoky flavor.
Brown's cookbook, Good and Cheap, is for people who live on a food stamp budget. The Food Trust is on a mission to get nutritious food to more city people.
Seasonal fruits and vegetables, you barely have to do anything to them for them to be delicious.
The duo introduced some of the less familiar produce. There were garlic scapes and an aptly turnip-looking purple thing called kohlrabi.
So this is it. It looks kind of like an alien. It's very fun.
On the tour, Esposito answered questions from the crowd. Yes, you can use food stamps here at the farmer's market. Yes, she said, it's a great place to shop for dinner. But when Esposito talks to low-income moms, they've got some pre-existing ideas about farmers markets.
They think that the food is too expensive. They think that the food is unfamiliar, that it doesn't have a lot of the food that they like and that they want to cook at home.
Fresh vegetables are cheap eats. But Brown says that doesn't matter much if the produce ends up wilted and unused in the refrigerator.
Have a plan for those turnips. Have a plan for the blueberries. There's a lot that we can do with very little money if we are competent cooks. People think they're not good at cooking because they've tried it once or twice and it hasn't worked out. They've burned something. You know, it wasn't as good as it was at a restaurant or, you know, that time their mom or their dad made it.
Philadelphia has really doubled down on farmers markets. They're all across the region these days. But now, some advocates say the next needed step is to really teach people to cook.
Move the needle a little bit towards preparing both healthier meals, but also preparing food more frequently.
Pediatrician Senbagam Veerodachalam is a researcher at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. She's studying how to give families skills to cook at home. And she wonders if that change will translate to better health for kids. The idea started with a 5-year-old patient.
He was having cereal for breakfast in the morning many days, and those were often sugary cereals with whole milk. I would say typical dinner would be a mix of takeout or fast food with occasionally food cooked at home. And even the food being cooked at home was often fried.
Veerodachalam shared her usual laundry list of recommendations. Less TV, more vegetables, no soda. About 1/3 of children in the United States are overweight or obese by the time they start school. So Veerodachalam has that talk with parents all the time. She sat down with the boy's mom, and they hashed out a plan. But she says the advice didn't seem to stick until the two were chatting in the busy waiting room.
She said, "Doctor, tell me, what do you eat every day? What do you do when you wake up in the morning?" And I started to tell her, I get up in the morning, I brush my teeth, I put my oatmeal in the microwave, and I'm getting into my regular routines. And within about 15 seconds, that waiting room was so quiet, you could hear a pin drop. Every parent was listening to what I was saying.
From that experience, she designed a cooking class for the parents of preschool kids. Each class is designed to be a confidence-building experience.
And you're going to help your sister get the dinner off the kitchen table and bring it into the living room table, because I'm going to let you make your own plate. How about that? Get the plates and the forks.
West Philadelphia mom Tamika Norman took the class. But with 5 people to feed, she says, frankly, fast food and carryout are always going to be more convenient.
Chinese store is right there on the corner, a block away. And on every corner, we have either a Chinese store or what we call it, a poppy store, who does the fast food for you also. And a pizza store delivers.
There is a pretty good grocery store just a few streets down. But here's the thing.
Oh, I don't like to cook at all. Like, that's my main reason. I don't like to cook.
She has not changed her mind. But in class, Norman learned the trick of do-ahead cooking. She prepares 2 big meals on Sunday. And on this particular Tuesday night, the Normans are reheating dinner.
I'm having meatloaf, potatoes, and peas. the green button has a 30 and start on it. The beeping noise to tell us it's done.
All right, what next?
I'm going to open it up, take my plate out, close the microwave, and I just walk into the living room.
First grader Shayla has a mouthful of food and a lot to say about table manners.
You have to do all the things, like be nice and be really responsible.
Micah, who's almost four, knows the rules too.
You drink too quickly, you have the hiccups. But if you take your time, you won't have no hiccups.
It's all pretty simple. Meat, a couple of vegetables, then fruit for dessert.
Peaches too.
Shayla, do you want blueberries?
No.
And then we gotta cut the strawberries. Ready?
No, do this one first.
Well, we're gonna do that one first because I hate it. Wait a minute.
There is no whipped cream tonight. Still, everyone seems pretty happy with dinner, and it all got accomplished without stopping for burgers and fries.
One of the things I was really hoping people would gain, and I think they did, was a sense of being able to get home at the end of the day, look at what's in the fridge and the pantry, and make something.
Pediatrician Senbagum Varadachalam says almost any meal prepared from scratch at home is healthier than takeout or processed frozen food. But food is just one part of her big plan to bring back family dinner. Routines are important for kids, and she hopes this one healthy routine will lead to others at home.
In order to get 3 square healthy meals a day on the table, a lot of other things have to be going right in a family.
For The Pulse, I'm Tanya English.
So you have to go upstairs, take your clothes off, get washed, put pajamas on, and when you come back down, we'll do homework.
Okay, but can I order the rest of the plants first?